Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning, and welcome to The Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. Praise be to God. At this time, I will give our devotional message for this morning, which is entitled, Waiting, Trusting, and Hoping. Amen. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 14, verse 1, and it says, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Amen. Praise God. In Psalms 27 and 14 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Praise God. Hebrews 6, 18 through 20 says, God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Again, the title, Waiting, Trusting, and Hoping, are intricate, connected, like golden strands interwoven to form a strong chain. Trusting is the central strand because it is the response from my children that I desire most. Waiting and hoping embellish the central strand and strengthen the chain that connects you to me. Waiting for me to work with your eyes on me is evidence that you really do trust me. If you mouth the words, I trust you, while anxiously trying to make things go your way, your words ring hollow. Hoping is future directed, connecting you to your inheritance in heaven. However, the benefits of hope fall fully on you in the present. Because you are mine, you don't just pass time in your waiting. You can wait expectantly in hopeful trust. Keep your antenna out to pick up even the faintest glimmer of my presence. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message, it's a blessing to you as it is unto me. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the mess, into the midst of it all. Amen. Praise be to God. But first, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our work. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory, Lord. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. And when we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, Please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit, and may the work that we do and the way we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, O Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and home to be in order as we left it. And, Lord, we thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for everything you're doing. We thank you for everything you're going to do. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
I want you to put your mind and your focus on the Spirit of God. Allow that Spirit to come into your heart.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. When your hands in the air, give up the praise.
Praise be to God. He's a sovereign God. Praise be to God. Okay, so my scripture reading for this message this morning is coming from a familiar chapter, John chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 16 through 21. Amen. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and the words are in red, so that means that Jesus is speaking. Amen? Okay, so let us begin. Verse 16 says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. The man was angry. Okay, one second. Make sure I have the right. The man was angry. He muttered to the deacon on his way out of the church, "Give, give, give. That's all that preacher knows to talk about." The deacon called him back and said, "John, I want to thank you. That's one of the best definitions of Christian love I have ever heard. Right at the heart of this great text is the word gave. It is the word that expresses what love does. For God so loved the world that he gave. Amen? He gave. Look at what love does. Praise God. Praise God. My text for this message is coming from John 3 and 16 from the RSV version. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Praise God. And my title for this message is Look What Love Does. Amen? Look what love does. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again we come this morning as humbly as we know how to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and to thank you for watching over us last night while we slept and saw fit to wake us up this morning, clothing our right minds, divine healings in our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for life, strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you for everything that you are doing and everything that you're going to do. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins, present, past, and future, Lord God. We thank you for our homes, our families, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Lord God. We thank you for each and every one of them. We thank you for the fivefold. We thank you for our pastor, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, and First Lady Nadine Wiggins, Lord God. We thank you for our psalmist, Barbara Amore. We thank you for Pastor Stephen and Kathy Dubose. We thank you for Dr. Burleen Turner. We thank you for Apostle Jackson. And we also thank you, Lord God, for Prophetess Washington. And we thank you most of all, Lord God, for our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins, who could not be with us today. So I will bring the word in her place this morning. Amen. So Lord God, we ask that you continue to watch over each and every one that is listening to the sound of my voice this morning, Lord God. Bless them, guide them in the way that you would have them to go, and let most of all, Lord God, let your will be done in each and every one of our lives. Let this program this morning be what you would have it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God, praise God. Love gives another chance to the creation. Amen. Like the Bible itself, John 3 and 16 begins with God. In the beginning, God created the world and all that is in it. The story of God's love is that he was not content to create a world without beings. Who could respond to him? He did not want to live in an empty universe alone. So from a love that reaches out to bring into being those who could be loved and love in return, God created man and woman. But all too soon, it was clear that human love was flawed. Humankind would not love back with the same devotion and trust God had given them. Mistrust, disobedience, and pride entered the human family. And suddenly, life was out of joint. The humans went into hiding. We remember the story of Adam and Eve in the garden when they sinned and they went in hiding from God when they heard him walking in the garden. But nevertheless, God did not give up on his creation. Amen? He came searching for the man and the woman. The story of Jesus is that God never really found us as he wanted to until he so loved the world that he gave his only son. And Jesus came and he found us. God has found us in Jesus, not to cast us out of the garden, but to bring us in. Not to condemn, but to save. John 3:17. Love gives compassion to all the world at unbelievable cost. God's love comes fully to us. He poured all his love out onto us. The warmth of his devotion came cascading down to us in Jesus Christ, God's Son. Every religion that talks about sacrifice speaks of the sacrifice that people bring to their God, seeking to appease him and to justify themselves, but not the Christian faith. The Christian gospel states that there is nothing people can offer to God in exchange for their souls. Mark 8:37. God has himself provided the sacrifice. And we all, who are Christian and non-Christian, knows who the sacrifice is. Jesus is not man's best gift offered to God. He is God's best gift offered to man. God himself has become the sacrifice of atonement. He died in our place, holding nothing back. He emptied his heart, and the love drained out. What an awesome God he is. Who did the love cover? Let's find out. Whoever believes in him. God loves the world. Not just a certain part of it. His love for the whole world is forever a judgment on our petty prejudice. God's love reaches beyond the outer limits of our telescope. It reaches down to include the humblest and most forgotten person anywhere on the earth. When the church prays for its missionaries scattered around the world, it is praying with the certainty that God intends for all people to be reached and wants every person to be saved. What an awesome God we have. And in our hands, which have been richly blessed, he has placed, he has the responsibility to go to all people everywhere. Our love will cause us to give our lives as he has given us. What an awesome God we serve. Love gives attention to our response. One of the evidence of God's love is that he pays attention to us and seriously considers our response to his love given freely. Amen. But painfully to us in Jesus Christ. Believing in this text means trusting with the whole heart, holding nothing back, casting all that we are in faith upon Jesus Christ. We believe he will save us from death, deliver us from hell, rescue us from punishment that is due to fall upon our sins in Romans 6:23. He who believes in Jesus has no other hope. If he drops us, we are lost. If he forgets us, we are alone. If he fails us, we are helpless. Believing in Jesus is trusting that he will hold nothing back. He will be faithful to us and bring us finally home. Hallelujah, Jesus. Believing is our greatest act of response to God's love. John 3:16-18, no work of worship or service comes before believing. We can do good all our lives and fail to please God if we turn our backs on his son. Hallelujah. Love for others and ministry to the world is a healthy and necessary response that believers make to the needs around them, John 3:21. But nothing substitutes for believing. Nothing. God requires us to believe, John 3:18. Love gives us cause for celebration. As God's love touches us and we are delivered from death, we are released from fear. We are brought from the darkness to the light, John 3:21. We have cause for celebration. Anytime you come from darkness to light, you have every cause to celebrate. The promise that we have eternal life in 3:16 is the antidote to the poisonous fear people feel when they face eternity without the assurance that they will go to heaven when they die. This terrifying fear comes upon believers as strange and solemn moments when they are suddenly confronted with their doubts and uncertainties about the meaning of their lives and the eternal destinies. Praise God. Of their souls. And well, it might. For without Christ, people are dying without hope, perishing without God. God's promise of eternal life is not only the antidote to our fear, it is the exilera. That's E-L-I-X-I-R of joy. It is the cup of celebration, the lively and joyful hope of the Christian believer is that eternal life has been given to us now, and we may live rejoicing in it today. Eternal life is a new kind of life. Jesus calls it abundant life in John 10 and 10. Which God intends to bring about in us now? And that kind of life is worth living forever. Eternal life is not just living forever with God. It is living God's kind of life forever, beginning now. Don't wait. Now is the time to begin to live the life of God. One lovely Christian said it this way. In John 14 and 6 says, all the way to heaven is heaven, because Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. John 14 and 6. When we walk with Jesus, we have light all the way. H.J. Zelli said, shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light. In him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his side, heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah! I am rejoicing, singing his praise. Jesus is mine. And before I give my conclusion, I just want to give a little commentary of Matthew Henry in 1 through, no, where am I? Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry about that, John. Okay. Just give me 1 second to get, oh, here we go. John 3 and 1 through 8. Whoa, that's a long one. Okay. So, I'll just conclude because basically telling me the same thing, but you know, he was giving his commentary on John 3 and 16. My conclusion is this. Look what love does. It gives and gives and gives yet more. God's love is his creation, a second chance. God's compassion reaches out to all the world and give us an invitation. Won't you accept that invitation this morning? And then God gives attention to our faithful response. He gives us cause for celebration, for he has removed our fear and given us life with him now and forever. Come, believe in him, and prepare to go in joy. I hope this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Look what love does. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sin, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to have to say a prayer. And my benediction for this message is coming from June 24 and 25. And I'm reading from the New King James Version where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry, and we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise be to God. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Amen. Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Blessed. Thank you. To God be the glory.
To God be all the glory.
Amen.
Bless His holy name.
Yes.
This morning I'm going to be reading a poem from my book, The Profundity of God, a spiritual anthology and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's entitled, "Do I Offend Thee?" Let me begin by saying this. You know that I love you, so when I express myself, there is no hurt or intent. I just want to ask, do I offend thee? Do I offend thee? In everything and anything I do, do I offend thee? You may say it's white. I say it's black. If we really look, we see that it's like gray. Do I offend thee? You say cry. Uh-huh. Yes, I say laugh. But in order to get the hall pass, we should say smile. Do I offend thee? That's okay. I know some would frown, but on that day, even Jesus offended. That led to his crucifixion. Would you crucify me if you could? The flip side of this coin is, do you offend me? When it all comes down to the subject of the matter, neither one of us has a heaven or hell to, well, you know. So if the answer to the question, do I offend thee? So if the answer to the question is yes, my answer, dear heart, is go on. Get over it. And yourself. You'll be all right. You'll even be blessed. God did it best.
Amen.
So calm down and rest. Have a blessed and highly favored day. And don't forget, please, pray. Yes. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. And know this. Those who mind don't matter. And those who matter don't mind. Peace.
Wow. Beautiful. Do I offend you? I pray not.
To God be the glory.
All of the glory. Oh, man.
All of it.
All of it belongs to him.
All belongs to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Okay, so I just got a text from Pastor Kathy, and she says, good morning. Stephen and I are going to the emergency room. He's been hurting for over a week. I think he had the flu. I'm not as bad as he is. I'm taking him to the emergency room. I'll let you guys know the results later.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I hope you'll be all right.
I pray that they will be, because this is no joke to have the flu or any other sickness. Because I tell you, boy, when sickness start knocking at the door, I got a call from my doctor yesterday. She's telling me that I'm on the borderline of diabetes. Yeah. So she says I have to change my diet.
Right.
Meaning that no rice, no pasta, no potatoes, no sugar, no this, no that. So what is left?
Vegetables and fruits. Huh? Vegetables. Fruits
have a lot of sugar in them, but
fresh fruit. Some fresh fruits you can eat.
Yeah.
But anyway,
find some good ones.
So you get it, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. I will change that diet. She ain't even got to tell me twice, honey. If she said no this, no that, and trust and believe, I will. I just got to get used to drinking my coffee without sugar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you use stevia, the artificial sweetener?
Oh, yeah, I can use Equal.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just have to get used to it, you know, just like you got to get used to everything else in life. So,
yeah,
anything to improve your health.
Any changes, you
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got to make changes one way or the other. So you
but at least you found out. It's not a surprise. At least you found out.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's why I say, listen, whatever tests that need to be taken, take them. I mean, if you look at my arm, my arm is like a pincushion. It's all black and blue everywhere because my veins are so small and, you know, they can't find them and they just keep poking me, trying to find a vein.
But spoken to you like that.
No, it's not. I mean, like, what if you go in there and you damage a blood vessel or something? Maybe that's what happened because it, like, all ugly and black and blue and oof.
Yeah, I know.
You know, people, they just come in fresh out of school. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
they
no,
don't
let this lady poke me. You know where my veins are, so you do it.
Yeah. You have to insist on that because some of them don't know.
Exactly. But where I go, this one lady, she knows me and she knows, you know, what to do, how to find my veins. And I told her, don't ever give me a new person ever again. You do my blood if I have to sit here for 2 hours.
Especially when you're after blue after all of that. I know.
Exactly. And it's on both arms because neither arm they could find the veins. But the one lady that knows me, she came, she just put the thing on, pat, pat, and the vein popped up.
Control that. So they're going to do that. They're going to experiment on you, try to find it. You insist on the one who knows me. Oh.
Yes. I don't like nobody experimenting on me.
Well, that's what it is when they can't find your vein and somebody else does know.
Right. And I told her, I said, listen, my veins are very small. So what you have to do is to get a blood pressure cuff and you put that on and you squeeze it up until the vein pops up and that's how you get the veins to get the blood. But she's sitting there looking at me like I'm stupid, like I don't know what I'm talking about. I said, guess what? You're not poking me anymore. And I'm tired of all, I understand. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to. Okay, I understand all of that. But just give me somebody who know what they're doing.
Right.
And then, you know, and especially when they're nervous because I don't know if it's her first time taking blood or not.
Right, right. And then you should also be able to they should do the butterfly, the needle.
It was the butterfly.
Well, they should do the butterfly in hand.
Oh, they could even find a vein in my hand.
Okay.
She said, okay, can we go? No, you're not going in my feet either.
Where?
In my feet.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. One time the nurse had to go in my feet to get the vein because she couldn't even find the vein anywhere. I mean, you could see them, but once they get it, man, the blood just gushes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the idea of them getting it.
Finding it, yes, I know.
that's the problem that I have because, you know, like I got like 100 veins, but they like, so small, if you blink, you will miss it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Absolutely. Well, so at least this time I'm going to end the program so we get a free day off.
Okay.
So I will see you tomorrow. You have a blessed afternoon. And if you have to go
get some rest. I know I plan to.
I want to, but I have Bible class at 2:00.
Well, it's 11 now, so you get a chance to get some rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once I'm out of the bed and dressed, I can't go back.
Huh?
I said once I'm up and dressed, I cannot go back in that bed.
Well, sit up and take a nap. You don't have to go back in the bed. Anyway, you'll figure it out.
I'll do some reading. That usually makes my eyes get heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll take 1 hour of silence. You know, just sit there and meditate. Yeah, that's one of our Lent thing that we have going. On Saturday, it's 1 hour of silence, meaning no talking. Yes. So now
that?
Oh, that's Convent Bible Study Class. That's one of.
Okay.
Yeah, we have from Monday to Sunday. You know, each day we give up something for that day.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
like
that's
Mondays is meatless day. So no meat on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tuesdays is we do, you know, you put aside $10 for and give to whatever charity or church you want to give it to. And Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday says water only day.
What do you mean?
You only drink water. I mean, like, you have food and stuff, but no other liquid but water.
Okay, only water, okay.
Yes. And Thursdays, we do prayer. We pray at 12. What is it? 12, 3, and 6. That's 1 hour of prayer, if you can, you know, pray for 1 hour. But it's three times a day on Thursdays. And Fridays is, what is Friday? Uh-oh. Geez, I forgot what Friday was.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's something, but I forgot what Friday was. But anyway.
Okay.
And Saturdays is 1 hour of silence, and Sunday is whatever you want to do. So there's no restrictions. There's no restrictions on Sunday.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I never did Lent like that before. In fact, I never even did Lent. But since I'm in the Bible class, you know, they gave the list of things for each day of the week for us to give up and stuff. So I thought
that's
I could
good.
Do that.
That's nice.
Yeah, I said I could do that. And you have to
mm-hmm.
do that for 40 days.
Yep, I know.
Mhm. Until
you'll be all right, and you'll feel better.
Absolutely. And it will help me with my with my diabetes. No, I'm not claiming that. I am not claiming that
right.
one. Dude.
Your pre-diagnosis, yeah.
Pre, yes. Everything is, well, in my case, is pre. I'm not claiming anything.
Exactly.
Nope.
Exactly.
But anyway. So God bless you, my sister. I will see you tomorrow, God's willing, and all is well.
Yes, God willing, I will be there tomorrow. And have a blessed one, and be blessed, be well, and enjoy your weekend and stay safe, okay?
I will. You do the same.
Thank you now. Love you. Shalom.
Keep Pastor Kathy and Pastor Stephen in prayer.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
Okay. God bless
you. Okay. God bless you. Love you. Have a good one.
Love you too.
And
you
on
too.
That note,
shalom.
On that note, we are going to leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tone.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship,
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
My soul forever, Jesus. sustaining me when I'm in trouble, when I'm sick.
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel all over me.
And no matter,
no matter what the
time,
his blood, his
he
blood
always brings me.
Oh, 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 oh,
Jesus.
Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustain.
Sometimes you gotta call him.
Jesus,
you gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My, 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 my Lord.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble.
God is sustaining
trouble all the night.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you friend.
And where and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender. I am Alpha Omega. Your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
Somebody say, I am.
This morning, Lord, we declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it, Jesus, at the center of it all. Jesus, at the center of it all. From beginning it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the be the center, say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Jesus, come on, shout that name, Jesus, Jesus. Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
I have the victory for
he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him I live, I move, and have my king.
Say like the best of people. Come on, lift them up in here.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that, sing this for the blood of people. Come on, lift him up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check it here.
Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able.
Come to let you know
that my God is able.
Able to set you free.
Yes, my God is able. Yeah.
Oh, I come to let you know.
Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able.
I think you don't know.
I said, I come to let you know that the God I serve, he is able, yes, he is, yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. That my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able.
Sing it to them, heaven.
I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Yeah. I came to let you know. He is able, whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God. I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger. Yeah.
to your neighbor, tell him it's able.
Able.
Come on, say it's able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you are.